How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike, man. I'm excited to get this man back on the line. We have an international award-winning actor and comedian. You've seen him in films like the Rush Hour film series, Fifth Element, Silver Linings Playbook, and, you know, they've grossed over $1 billion at the box office. This man's a star, and he is here tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater. We have Chris Tucker. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Big Mike? What's happening?
How you been, man?
Man, I've been good, man. I've been good. Everything's going good.
You know, it's been a while since you've been here in Denver, so we're excited to get you back here. You're here tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater.
Man, I'm in Denver tomorrow night, and, man, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a good time.
So I got to start with this, because this just popped up in my news feed yesterday, so I have to find out if this is true or if this is just alternative facts. But I heard that you might be in talks for a fourth installment of the Rush Hour series with Jackie Chan.
Yeah, they're talking about it. It looks like they want to do another one, so we'll see. You know, me and Jackie definitely want to work together again, so we'll see what happens, man, because it'd be fun to do another one if we can.
Well, yeah, I think it's been 10 years since the third one, so I know fans of yours are definitely ready to do that. Obviously, you know, as with Rush Hour, you've been a part of some huge films that have grossed over $1 billion to the box office. And having had so much success on the big screen, what is it about hitting the stage and doing stand-up that keeps bringing you back?
Oh, man, it's everything, man. Stand-up comedy is the reason, you know, it got me to the movies. And I think it's a big reason of the success of the movies, because I had so much, on the road so many years doing stand-up, you know, from Def Jam comedy, touring. All those years, and then I did Fridays. I owe a lot of that success to my stand-up, man, because I could, you know, on the stage and in different cities every night, and getting that practice in, and that just helped when I took it to the big screen.
It's going on tomorrow, Paramount Theater. You can get those tickets at comedy1031.com, and this is a big weekend overall. Obviously, it's starting with your show tomorrow night at the Paramount, and then it's wrapping up with the Super Bowl on Sunday. Who you got, man?
Man, I got the Falcons. I'm from Atlanta, man, so I'm rooting for the Falcons, and we going to the game. I'm taking my son to the game. And
oh, snap.
I'll be right there, man.
Okay, now I'm a little jealous, man. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, man, I'll be right there. So, but Julio, get the stretch.
Yeah,
I hope
yeah.
Julio Jones get a couple of touchdowns and Matt Ryan, and man, it's going to be fun. So I'm rooting for them Falcons for sure.
Oh, it's definitely a big weekend for you, starting here in Denver and wrapping up with the Super Bowl. That's got to be dope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll start it off. The party going to start in Denver tomorrow night at the Paramount.
And I'll say, as much as I'm jealous about that, I'm also jealous because I saw on Twitter that you had actually an opportunity to attend Obama's farewell speech and see it live. And obviously, you know, the week since then, there's just been so much craziness in politics and in the world. And it seems like laughter is what's important to keep just everybody sane. And it's something that can bring everybody together. What's it like, you know, to wrap up a show and just see, you know, a whole crowd full of smiles and knowing people are leaving, you know, with a smile on their face?
Man, it's a great feeling, man, to be able to, be on stage and just talk about it, you know, things that I've been thinking about and things that's going on in the world, man, and the crowd is right there with you. And, we're just, you know, become one, man, and it's just a lot of fun, man, a lot of fun. It's a great feeling, man, great feeling.
Well, we got Chris Tucker. He is here tomorrow night, Paramount Theater. There's only a few tickets left. So if you want to be there before it sells out, go to comedy1031.com, buy those tickets. This man is a star, and he is here Friday night tomorrow. We want to thank you for making time for us here at Comedy 103.1. And next time you're in town, man, we need you to stop by the studios, man. I got to get a picture with you.
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Denver. Y'all come on out. I see you tomorrow night.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.